While many retail stores are struggling for business, our New York correspondent, Margot Adler, has been noticing a different trend. Every morning, she walks down Fifth Avenue and passes a huge line in front of Abercrombie & Fitch right before opening time. Rain, shine, good times and bad, the line is always there, and not because of any sales. Margot recently set out to find out what's going on.
This day, there are more than 250 people lined up around the block. And here's the first tip-off. Everyone has a foreign accent. Everyone I speak to, about 25 people, are from Europe or Latin America. England, Ireland, Russia, Brazil, Spain. Carolyn Pritchard and Catherine Bryant are here from the UK, and they've come for the prices.
We're from London, and it's much cheaper here.
And you have to be online because it's the worst store in New York. It's dark, the lines are huge, so you get here early to get out quickly.
And how much cheaper is it?
50%. It costs you £50 for a T-shirt in London, which is, what, $75, $80?
Here it's closer to $40 or $50, they say, which is the same thing I see on the website. $50 for a T-shirt? Javier Amador from Spain wants the following.
Camisas, polos.
Shirts, T-shirts, and why is he on the line?
Es que esta marca allí no la hay en España. Y los precios son también más baratos que aquí en Nueva York.
Cheaper.
Sí, sí, bastante más barato.
They don't have the brand in Spain, and New York prices are cheaper. Eric Cerny, manager of investment relations for Abercrombie & Fitch, says the A&F brand has garnered incredible international support over the years. This Fifth Avenue store had sales of over $100 million last year.
It personifies that classic, cool, casual, all-American attitude.
That's exactly the reason, says Laura Champion, a retail analyst with the investment bank Cowen and Company, that Europeans love Abercrombie & Fitch.
It's super American and it's super casual. I think it's very different from the traditional European fashion brands.
That said, she says, although this store is flourishing and seems to say, recession? What recession? Abercrombie & Fitch is not doing that well in its other stores across the country.
Their total sales are declining at a 20% pace. Some of it is that their product really hasn't changed much in years, and secondly, they don't really promote. I think this is a very promotional climate with consumers really looking for the best deals they can find, and those deals are not available at Abercrombie.
But for Mary and Sheila Murphy, deal or no deal, it's something that any tourist would want.
Why are you standing on this horrible line at this time in the morning in the middle of a big recession?
We're from Ireland. I came yesterday evening at 5:30 and everything was sold out. No sizes. So it was just told come down early in the morning, first thing. You get a better choice.
Is it cheaper here than in Ireland?
This would be 50% cheaper.
There's a value-added tax in Europe, one of several reasons prices are higher there. But here on Fifth Avenue, there's clearly one store that's not feeling the recession. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.